Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and you know it, always, most important, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 22, Good Things Come to Those Who Wait. First and foremost, I want to tell you guys, Happy November. We've made it to 11th month of the year, guys. If that's not a blessing in itself, listen, there's some people who haven't made it. And my condolences to anyone who may be in a moment of bereavement or a time of bereavement, because I do personally know some people. But if you've made it, if you're listening to this right now and you have breath inside of you, you're blessed. Not only are you blessed, but you have another chance. Don't take that lightly. So I want to share a story with you guys. Something most people don't know. I was having a conversation with my daughter today, and I was telling her that people look at you and they just don't realize how much you really go through. I mean, people tell me all the time, they compliment me on my children and they say, wow, they're doing such amazing things. And, you know, you've done such a great job. And I say thank you. I'm definitely grateful for the success of my children, even grateful for the success of myself thus far. But people really don't realize the work that goes into being the people that we are. I'll speak for myself, being the person that I am. So here's a little backstory. Recently, I received a promotion on my job. So before you say congratulations, I want you to really listen to everything that happens here. I started working for the company that I work with in May of 2017. To be quite honest with you, I was the least bit excited about working anyone's job. I was in a space in my life where I felt like I just wanted to be an entrepreneur and I didn't want to work with anyone or for anyone because I've been down that road and it was annoying and I didn't want to deal with it anymore. But as God would have it, I was taking a flight one day to Orlando, and the flight was delayed. And the flight attendant that was there, who I met, who's a really great friend of mine, he was so patient, so personable. And even though we were dealing with this major delay that was holding me up from where I needed to go and where I needed to be, he kept everyone in a positive light. And so we connected on that flight. And he said to me, you have such an amazing personality. You'd be great for our company. Now, let me just tell y'all. At first, I wasn't trying to hear it. I really wasn't. But I said, you know what? Let me see what it's about. You know, we got to have an open mind. And so I decided to check out the company. I mean, I knew a little bit about the company before, but I learned a little bit more. And I decided to apply. Lo and behold, I ended up getting the job. Thank you, God, because even if it wasn't in your plan, if it's in God's plan, we want to acknowledge that and be grateful because you never know where he's taking you. And so I started May 2017. And from the moment I started, I said to myself, okay, so where am I going to go next? Like, this can't be my end all be all. If you know anything about me, you know that I'm always moving forward and looking to see what's next. Right? And not in a sense where I'm jumping ship, but in a sense that you gain what you're supposed to gain, and then you move your feet so somebody else's feet can move. Because if you stay stuck in the same place all your life and for too long, you're hindering someone else's blessing. So it's not only about you. You got to remember that people look up to you, you know, and people may be inspired by you. And if you stay stuck and stagnant, then they're going to stay stuck and stagnant too. And then it's not just about you or that person, but now we're creating generations to come of people being stuck and stagnant. And there's way too many opportunities out here for you to be stuck and stagnant. And so I'm looking and I'm saying to myself, well, what's going to be next? I remember my liaison who had trained me when I first came to the company. One of the things he asked was, what's going to be your next path? And he gave us two options. And between the two options he gave, I said I wanted to be a liaison. I didn't want the other option. So that was already implemented in my mind. Lo and behold, the first time I applied for this, I got shut down, guys. I was rejected. What? Me? Rejected? But I know I'm qualified. How did I get rejected? Now, I'm not going to lie to you. It was disappointing. But you have to understand, just because you are rejected doesn't mean that it's over. You got to keep pushing. And so there came a second time where I applied and it didn't work out either. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this a third time. It's just not happening at all. And to be quite honest with you, it took 3 tries for me to get my first promotion, or my first real promotion rather, in this company. February of 2019, this year, I became a liaison at my company. Grateful, excited, but I want you to know that I was rejected way more times than you would ever imagine before I actually got there. And it would have been very easy for me to just say, forget it. I don't even want to do this anymore, because at one point I did. But I remember that conversation I had when I first started. See, that's the definition of deciding to do something, right? When you decide, it means to cut off. So you cut off everything else because you have a goal in mind. And so I had to cut off not people and not things, but I had to cut off spirits, the spirit of negativity, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of fear. Because nobody ever talks about the spirits, right? We talk about the people we got to cut off on the journey. We talk about the things we got to cut off on the journey. But do you know that there's spirits there too? And so I had to cut those things off. And so that was my actual first promotion in the company. And I was excited. But a little bit before I got that position, here's what happened next. I had applied for a different position. Went all the way to the final interview. And when I tell you I nailed it, you could not tell me different. I knew I had that in the bag. I knew it was mine. But what I learned is that what you may have in the bag, God may not have in his plan. And it was a tough pill to swallow. And funny enough, people would come to me and say, did you get it? Did you get it? And I had to sadly be like, nah, I didn't. And no one could understand why. I couldn't even understand why I didn't get it. And so I reached out to find out. And the reason that was given to me, I'll be honest with you, did not make sense at all. But sometimes that's how God works. Actually, a lot of the times that's how he works. When you think it's supposed to make sense, it doesn't. Because God doesn't make sense. He makes miracles. So here I am now, like, oh man, I didn't get this position. And this is right before me becoming a liaison. So grateful to God that he closed that door, because he knew that wasn't for me, because he knew he had the liaison role for me coming up. But I tell you all this to tell you, I faced many rejections in the past 2.5 years in this company that most don't even know about. So this promotion that I recently got didn't just come out of nowhere. It came out of me building tolerance. It came out of me being dedicated to self. It came out of me persevering even when I didn't feel like it. And some of you haven't gotten to where you need to get to is because on the moments when you don't feel like it, you don't. Let's just be honest. It's tough. It's not the easiest thing in the world. But you have to keep pushing. When you know you deserve better and greater, you must keep going no matter what. And so I faced a lot of rejections, but I finally got that promotion. My goal has always been to elevate in my career and my purpose, period. Like I said in the beginning, I don't believe in being stagnant, because for me, this is real life. It's not about the glitz and the glamour. It's about the purpose. It's about the impact that I leave on this earth before God closes my eyes. It's about making sure that I'm the woman that my daughter will model and the woman my son will marry. I'm serious about this thing. And yes, I am far from perfect and I do make mistakes every single day. But I acknowledge those things and I keep pushing and pressing and persevering and going. I keep by faith. Ask yourself, with all that you're going through, are you living by faith or are you living out of frustration? Which one is it? Because it's okay to be frustrated, but are you living out of that space of frustration? Or are you saying to yourself, listen, God, I'm frustrated, and right now I don't feel my best, but I need you to do me a favor. I need you to take away this frustration out of my spirit, out of my soul, and I need you to increase my faith right now, even in this moment when I just want to fight, even in this moment when I feel like crap. Can you please increase my faith? Because those were my prayers. So if you think for a second that I had pretty prayers, that wasn't me. I made sure to talk to God real, exactly how I felt. That's what a relationship is about. And let's talk about prayer. Are you praying? Did you pray? Did you have that conversation with God to tell him how you feel, to tell him what you want? And granted, like I said before, what you want may not be what he needs, or what you need rather. So keep that in mind too. But having that open conversation with God, I cannot tell you how many times prayer has saved me. I cannot tell you how many times prayer has opened up my eyes. I cannot tell you how many times prayer has saved some of y'all listening to this right now. Let's just be honest, okay? But prayer is just everything to me. Everything to me. I am so serious about that. And I did things like change my lock screen. So a couple of months ago, when I decided I'm probably going to move forward, because as much as I love being a liaison, as much as I love my position, I knew that God was taking me somewhere else. Where he was taking me, I had no clue. I will not lie to you about that. But I knew he was taking me somewhere else. But what I made sure to do in my role is to still do the best and be the best at my role. And that may be another thing for some of you. You're so busy looking so forward that you forget where you are right now. Don't ever forget where you are right now. Make sure that you feel these moments, because these moments are shaping the better you, the more advanced you. So don't forget that. It's very important that you feel the moments and be in these moments, even when you're looking towards your vision of the future. And so one of the actions I took was I changed my lock screen to the scripture Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I could easily break that down for you, but I think it's better that you have a conversation with God about that scripture in your life. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? Because that's the substance, the evidence of things not seen. You're not going to see everything. You're not going to understand everything, but that's what faith is. And I made sure to believe in myself. I have spent so many years not believing in Christina. I've spent so much wasted time thinking that she wasn't good enough. And the moment that I finally got to where I needed to be, and I'm still working on it, but I finally got to a place where I can actually believe in Christina and believe that she is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, because she is a child of God and because she deserves the best. And because without a doubt, God made sure to create her as his masterpiece so that she could impact the lives of so many people while also impacting the life of herself. When I got to that place, you can't tell me nothing. Can you not see my boldness? Hello, somebody. And the reason why most people don't believe in themselves is because they have this feeling that they don't deserve. Oh, I've messed up and I tried and it didn't work, or I applied and I got rejected. That does not mean that you're undeserving. That just means you need to pay attention. Maybe your faith needs to be increased because you're speaking one thing, but you're feeling another. Maybe you need to have more conversation with God because you're talking too much to people who are not really implementing the things that you need to hear into your soul. So if you are feeling like you're undeserving, we're all undeserving. But that's what grace is about. Grace is undeserved favor. Did you know that? If you didn't, now you do. We all mess up. We're all imperfect. We're all sinners. But sinners are still winners, because as long as you can repent, you can get through it. Hello, somebody. So on November 1st, guys, I was promoted to a new department where I don't have to work as hard. And I'm so very grateful. And here's why I'm grateful. I just told you I changed my lock screen to Hebrews 11 and 1. My promotion date was November 1st. If that's not God showing up and showing off, I don't know what is. I got a pay increase. I don't have to work the 60 to 70 hours that I was working before. And now that time that I was utilizing in working so hard, I can use it now to do more towards the kingdom and building my brand. Because if you didn't know, that Did You Pray brand that y'all see around here, trust me when I tell you what you're about to see in 2020 is going to blow even my own mind. Because I asked God to blow my mind and I'm giving him permission to do so. Or maybe some of you need to take a moment and say, God, I allow you to blow my mind. That's real faith. That's big faith. And so I'm super excited about this position, but I'm super excited in how God did it. I'm super excited to share my story because I know there's somebody else out there who's feeling discouraged, who's feeling like they're not enough, who's feeling like they've been rejected so many times and things are just not going to work out for them. I'm here to tell you, you got to keep going. And maybe there's some things that you need to tweak and change and fix before you can actually get the blessing, because God will never give us anything we're not ready for. Keep that in mind too. So are you ready for the blessing that you're asking for? Do you believe the blessing that you're asking for? Are you really going to persevere? Or are you going to give up too soon? Because a lot of times we give up right before we get there. It's not supposed to be super duper easy, but it's worth it. And the thing about how God works is the more that you persevere and the more you get closer to him, the more you develop the relationship with him in your imperfectness, in your, you know, space where you are right now, because you don't need to be anything more than you are right now, because God is the changer of all he needs to be. It's not about what people say about you. It's about what God has already designed for you. I already know he designed my life to be great. You can't tell me nothing. It took me a while to get there, but it's also the steps and what I took. So don't think for a moment that when you see people that this happened overnight. This was not an overnight experience for me. This did not just happen. This is not just, oh my gosh, she got a promotion. No, I really even sat down and I thought about not even just the scripture and how that matched up with the date when I started. I even thought about how God promoted me twice in 1 year. Twice in 1 year. He promoted me the first month after the beginning of the year. And the last month before the end of the year. Pay attention to these things. I want you to start becoming more aware of the things around you. Become more aware of what God is saying to you. Become more aware of your surroundings. There's so many blessings out there for you with your name on it already. Like, you don't even have to work hard for the blessings. You really don't, because they're yours. It's like this box he got on the shelf, and it has your name on it, and all he wants to do is pick up the box and hand it to you. What's stopping you from receiving the box that's yours? Because one of the things I've learned is not only do good things come to those who wait, but greater things, the greatest things, come to those who wait on God. Remember, you can always find me at 3_123 Christina Danielle on Instagram and Christina Stewart on Facebook. Love and blessings.